Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look from the readings for today. This is a day where we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. Is she your spiritual mother? Do you turn to her when you have difficulties? I really encourage you, brothers and sisters, to open your heart to our Blessed Mother, if you have not already done so. Open your heart to her, because she wants to lead us closer and closer to her Son. So we take a look now at the first reading, which is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, 9 to 15 and 20. After Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to him and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." And the man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." Do you notice that passing the buck? The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" And the woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. God's providing. God's bringing people together. They don't know who they are. Many people have not yet been born. But he's reaching out right from the very beginning to his people. And then we take a look. Psalm 87. "Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves. The gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you." Brothers and sisters, how much God cares for us. I know that I say that often, but it doesn't even begin to say how much God loves us. But he gave us a free will, as I've mentioned before. We can choose to turn away from him, or we can choose to come forward to him and draw near to him and learn how much of a father he really is, a son who is our savior, and the Holy Spirit who leads us when we need all the help we can possibly get. Turn to the Holy Spirit. God loves us, and he's here with us, and he wants to bless us. And now we take a look at the gospel according to John chapter 19, verses 25 to 34. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on the sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Even as in his death, in a sense, God was giving everything to us. Everything to us. And why do we turn away from him? Why do we say, "I don't know who you are"? Brothers and sisters, he loves us. He loves us. And he wants us to be with him for all eternity. And that takes an act of great faith. But ask God for it, and he will give that to you. Faith to strengthen you. Faith to open your heart to him. Because God wants to dwell within each one of us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. And that doesn't mean he speaks to us every day, every question we have. But he does speak to us, sometimes through other people. Sometimes, as I've said to you before, through a book. And you say, "My goodness, I never thought of that before." And ask the Lord, "Lord, is this from you?" You never know how God is going to speak to you. But the point is, brothers and sisters, that we need our hearts open to him, to tell him we belong to him, tell him that we want to belong to him, and that we will follow him. Ask him to teach you in the quiet of your heart where to go. If you are Catholic, go to a priest. If you are not Catholic, go simply to the church where you usually go and ask God, "Please help me. Please help me." And God will do that. Because you know Jesus thirsts for you. Do you understand that? Jesus is hungry for you. He wants you with him. And we just cling to this world because we have no idea what the next world will be. Open your heart. God goes before us to prepare a place for us. He wants us to come to him. I don't know whether we have markings where we're going to come to, what piece of ground or what. I don't know. I don't know anything about heaven more than you do. But I know that he's going to bring us to himself, and he will speak to us. So widen your hearts, confess your sin, and show the other people the way to go, where there is peace and joy and satisfaction in following the Lord. God wants to do that for you. You know, a number of years ago, when I was at Steubenville University, Father Michael Scanlon was the president, and he said to me one day, "I'm going to have Mother Teresa come for..." I said, "What?" He said, "I'm inviting Mother Teresa to come for graduation." And he said, "But she'll get here sometime in the morning, so would you take care of her for the day?" And I had no contact with her. I was just like, "What?" And I thought, "Dear Lord, what do I say to her?" And you know, brothers and sisters, it was so easy to be with her. We walked. We talked a little bit. We walked again. We stopped and talked a little bit more. We came back and we sat down and we talked a little more. It was just very simple. She'd ask me questions and then I would ask her questions. And it just came out so well. I've never forgotten that. And one of the things that Mother Teresa said, Mary, Mother of Jesus, you were the first one to hear Jesus cry, I thirst. You know how real, how deep is his longing for me and for the poor. I am yours. Teach me, bring me face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. With your help, Mother Mary, I will listen to Jesus' thirst, and it will be for me a word of life. Standing near you, I will give him my love, and I will give him the chance to love me, and so be the cause of your joy. Amen. That was Mother Teresa. She knew she was going to see the Lord soon. She was ready. She loved him. Brothers and sisters, just take whatever sin is in your life and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to make a promise to you tomorrow that I will not commit that sin. And then say a prayer and ask Blessed Mother, help me. It takes effort, but you can do it. And then after that's over, you could say, okay, I'll do it for a second hour or a third hour, however you want to do it. But after a while, you will sense, doesn't come right away, but you will sense that you're not alone, that God is with you, and he loves you. As Mother Teresa said, standing near you, I will give him my love, and I will give him the chance to love me, and so be the cause of your joy. Think of that. She was so little and so just smiling, so very comforting, so very nice. We took walks. We sat and chatted until she had to go to get ready for the commencement. And then when it came time for her at the commencement exercises, you know what she did? She sat in a chair back from everything in the front, way in the back. She didn't take the place that they would have wanted her to. She just went to the back. And when it came time for her to speak, then she came forward. She was a humble, truly humble woman of God. Praise God that she is now Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Let us open our own hearts to the Lord and the gifts that he may wish to give us if we're really faithful to him. So that'll take a while. He'll wait till he sees if we're really good, and then he will draw nearer and nearer to us. May God bless you and lead you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.